This is no April Fool's joke. Our March membership campaign was so successful that we're extending it through the entire month of April. Enjoy 50% off the regular monthly or annual membership price. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code NOFOOLING, one word, to receive 50% off our regular membership price of $50 per year or $5 per month. Members receive access to bonus content, an ad-free listening experience, exclusive blog posts, an invitation to join the DSR Slack community, and more. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Visit thedsrnetwork.com/buy and enter code NOFOOLING to receive 50% off. Thank you.
It's April 25th, 2023, and this is your DSR Daily Brief. I'm Chris Cotnor. Our top stories from international outlets this morning. According to the BBC, a ceasefire in Sudan appears to be holding, although there have been reports of new gunfire and shelling. It is the fourth effort to stop the fighting, which began on April 15th, with previous truces not observed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the 72-hour truce had been agreed between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces after 48 hours of negotiations. Both sides in the conflict, which has left more than 400 people dead, independently announced their involvement in the ceasefire. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the violence in Sudan risks causing a catastrophic conflagration that could engulf the whole region and beyond. The Washington Post reports that Fox News dropped Tucker Carlson, its controversial yet top-rated primetime host, on Monday, a sudden and surprising parting with one of the most influential voices in Republican politics, who had helped define the network's bombastic tone in the Trump era. His firing came less than a week after Fox settled a defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems, which had sued the network for airing false claims that it had conspired to rig the 2020 presidential election for $787.5 million, the largest publicly disclosed monetary settlement ever in an American defamation action. Though Carlson largely avoided trafficking in those specific conspiracy theories, his private messages were among thousands of internal communications made public during its progress through the courts that caused angst and embarrassment for Fox and heightened the company's legal jeopardy. Visit the link in the show notes for the Washington Post's full coverage on this story. The AP reports that President Joe Biden is set today to formally announce his plans to run for re-election in 2024, asking voters to give him more time to finish the job he began when he was sworn into office and to set aside their concerns about extending the run of America's oldest president for another 4 years. Biden, who would be 86 at the end of a second term, is betting his first-term legislative achievements and more than 50 years of experience in Washington will count more than concerns over his age. He faces a smooth path to winning his party's nomination with no serious Democratic rivals, but he's still set to face a hard-fought struggle to retain the presidency in a bitterly divided nation. The announcement will come on the 4-year anniversary of when Biden declared for the White House in 2019, promising to heal the soul of the nation amid the turbulent presidency of Donald Trump, a goal that has remained elusive. Elsewhere, according to Al Jazeera, Ukraine's international allies blasted Russia during a United Nations Security Council meeting chaired by Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that focused on protecting the principles of the UN's charter, which Moscow itself is accused of violating by invading Ukraine last year. In a note to UN member states laying out the premise for the meeting on Monday, Russia denounced the unipolar world order that took effect after the end of the Cold War. Before the meeting, Lavrov said the UN system was enduring a profound crisis and accused Western countries, particularly the United States, of being responsible. It's not all about Ukraine, he told reporters. Russia currently holds the monthly rotating presidency of the UN Security Council and organized the meeting as one of the signature events of its tenure. Reuters is reporting that Guatemalan President Alejandro Jamate pledged his unconditional support on Tuesday for the Republic of Taiwan on a trip that comes as China steps up pressure on the handful of countries that still maintain formal ties with the island. Guatemala is one of 13 countries with official diplomatic ties with China-claimed Taiwan. Honduras abandoned Taipei for Beijing last month after asking for almost $2.5 billion in aid. Speaking at a welcoming ceremony outside Taiwan's presidential office, Jamate said Guatemala and Taiwan were brotherly countries and important allies. I want everyone to trust that Guatemala will continue to be a solid diplomatic ally to the Republic of Taiwan and will continue to deepen cooperation in all areas, he said, pledging absolute support. According to The Guardian, a federal court in New York will begin selecting a jury on Tuesday to hear evidence that Donald Trump raped the famed advice columnist E. Jean Carroll nearly 3 decades ago. Carroll alleges that Trump pinned her against the wall of a New York department store and sexually assaulted her in late 1995 or early the following year as they shopped together. She brought the case last year under a New York state law opening a 1-year window for adult victims of sexual assault to file civil cases after the statute of limitations has expired. The case is, at least so far, the only one to come to court among more than a dozen allegations of rape, groping, and other sexual assaults against the former president, as well as accusations that he walked unannounced into women's dressing rooms at beauty pageants. The Straits Times reports that India will overtake China as the world's most populous country in the coming week, hitting almost 1.43 billion people, the UN said on Monday. By the end of this month, India's population is expected to match, then surpass, the population of mainland China, the UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs said. Last week, the UN's annual State of World Population report had said the milestone would come by mid-year 2023. India is topping China due to both rapid growth in its own population and a decline in China's after hitting 1.426 billion in 2022. Regarded as the world's most heavily populated country since the fall of the Roman Empire in the 5th century AD, China is expected to decline steadily to around 1 billion people by the end of this century, according to UN projections. The China data does not include Taiwan, Hong Kong, or Macau. In lighter news from the UPI, a Connecticut woman captured video of a family of bears that climbed onto her backyard trampoline to play. Olivia Germano posted a video to Facebook showing the bears that wandered into her Farmington backyard and climbed onto her trampoline. The video shows 4 bears bouncing, rolling, and wrestling on the trampoline, while a 5th bear investigates underneath the trampoline. The Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said there had been 73 reported bear sightings in Farmington in 2023 as of last week. The video of the bears can be seen by visiting the link in the show notes. A brief listener note: if you come across a strange but true story that you would like to share, please email us at podcasts@thedsrnetwork.com. The story can cover just about anything, though it should come from a reputable news source and be verifiable. If we use the story, we'll feature it in an upcoming episode of the DSR Daily Brief, along with a shout-out to the person who shared it. That's all the news I have for you today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so that more people can find the show. If you have a tip, topic, or correction you'd like to flag for us, please email us at podcasts@thedsrnetwork.com. Members of the DSR Network will receive an evening newsletter version of the DSR Daily Brief. So go to thedsrnetwork.com and become a member to make sure you never miss any of our analysis. If you want more in-depth discussion of these issues, tune into our sister podcasts on the DSR Network. Stay safe and stay tuned to the DSR Daily Brief.